لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أعداء الله إن يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقيفوهم إنهم مسؤولون ما لكم لا تناصرون والهم اليوم مستسلمون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. مؤمنين، we are continuing Surah Saffat and the verses I recited, the verse number 24, 25, 26. And before I read the translation, the situation is this, that when the people of hell will be sent towards the hell, Allah will ask them to stop. Okay, and now verses start. Verses are like this: stop them, for they must be questioned. Why is it that you do not support one another? Rather, today you are submissive. These are the words will be told to them, right? When they are going to towards hell after judgment day, stop them, for they must be questioned. So the commentator said, what is this about questioning? Now they are already going to hell. So there are a lot of narrations about what will be questioned about. Will be questioned about again about oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also it has been said that they will be asked about the wilayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam, that if he accepted that or not. Then Allah will say, was it that you do not support one another? Because in this worldly life, they support each other a lot, right? This kuffar, they used to be always together, united front against Muslims, you know. So Allah said, why don't you support one another today, like you did in the world against believers? Rather today, they are submissive. Allah says, they are very submissive, like they are really listening to me now today. Why? It's too late. They are very submissive. Right, we are Muslim. Why we are called Muslim? Because we are submissive to Allah, right? So that day they'll try to become Muslim, you know. But it's too late, you know. So Allah said, rather today they are submissive. What good is that submission, brothers, when after you see judgment day, the door, there is no veil left. Today we have to become Muslim. Today we have to become Muslim. Today we have to be submissive. Because, you know, like at that time, Abu Jahl used to say, to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, Abu Jahl, who was the leader of Kufar at that time, that we are helping each other, we are together, and we'll fight with you, Muhammad. So Allah will say, why don't we help each other today? What you did in this that world. فَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ قَالُوا إِنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُونَ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ قَالُوا بَلْ لَمْ تَكُونُوا مؤمنين وما كان عليكم من سلطان بل كنتم قوما طاغين. Now what will happen? I'll stop here. I read few verses. So translation goes like that. Some of them will turn to others, questioning each other. They will say, verily you used to come to us from the right side. They'll answer, nay, you were not believers. We have no authority over you, rather you were a rebellious lot. That's what will happen. There's a quarreling going on. Okay, now I'll explain slowly, inshallah. Okay, so they are going towards hell and they're quarreling, right? So they will say that you will, they'll say, verily you used to come to us from the right side. So there are two people talking to each other. One is leader and one is follower. The followers say to leaders that he used to come to us from right side. What does it mean, this right side? It means he used to come as a religious man. Right side means to come as a good person, as a talking about religion. But in reality, they were misguiding them, right? Right? So they will answer, no, you were not the believers. So the leaders said to followers that you were not believers either, you know. You were not believers either. And they'll say, the leaders, we had no authority over you, rather you were a rebellious lot. So there is quarrel going on. And this is such a serious quarrel going on. Because first of all, these followers will blame the leaders that used to come from the right side and talking about religion and used to deviate us, right? So the leaders say, but you yourself were not believer either. They'll say that. What are you talking about? And they'll say that not only that, and they'll say, we had no authority over you. We were just talking to you, but you're not believers. And they'll say that you followers, you were rebellious yourself. You are not good either. So what you are, why are you believing us that we misguided you? Just see how serious conversation is going on there. فَحَقَّلْ عَلَيْنَا قُولُ رَبِّنَا إِنَّا لَضَائِقُونَ. So our Lord's word came due against us that we will indeed test punishment now. So now we'll test punishment, both of us, the leaders and followers of all, because they will blame them that they used to misguide them, but they'll say that you were not a believer, you were yourself rebellious. So you followed us, because since you were not a believer, you were rebellious, you liked us. And you accept us as a leader. So don't blame us. We'll all be in punishment together. فَأَغْوَيْنَاكُمْ إِنَّا كُنَّا غَاوِينَ. So we perverted you and we were perverse. That's it. فَإِنَّهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ فِي عَذَابِ مُشْتَرِكُونَ. So that day they will share in the punishment together. They'll share the punishment together. إِنَّكَ ذَلِكَ نَفْعَلُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Indeed, that's how we deal with the guilty. That's how Allah deals with the guilty. The leaders and followers, they go together. They have fire. That's how Allah, and they share the punishment. So it's very important that who you are listening, what they are saying, build your own faith. Don't get impressed by people and don't let people just misguide you. It is very important to have your own thinking and faith rather than listening to people like this. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا إِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ وَيَقُولُونَ إِنَّا لَتَارِكُوا آلِهَتِنَا لِشَاعِرٍ مَجْنُونَ. Now what else there is to do? Indeed, it was they who, when they were told there is no God except Allah, used to be disdainful. These were the people, when they were told there is no God but Allah, they used to be disdainful, arrogant. And say, shall we abandon our gods for a crazy poet? They used to call Mazallah Prophet crazy poet, because he used to recite Quranic verses. So they used to say there is a poetry and he's crazy who is talking about heaven and hell. You know, what is he talking about? Right, they used to do that, and they said that just because of this crazy poet, we are not your gods, you know. That's how people are. Bal jaa bil haqqi wa saddaqa al mursaleen. So Allah replies to them, rather he has brought them the truth and confirmed the apostles of previous time. The Quran is haqq, Allah says, and it is confirmed. The early apostles have confirmed it, because Isa alayhi salam said that after me is another prophet coming, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even in Torah, in other scriptures, it has been narrated about prophet coming. So Allah says, what are you talking about? Is he a crazy poet? No, he's not a crazy poet. He brought the truth and it has been confirmed in previous scriptures. What are you talking about? Innakum ladhaiqul azabil aleem. Now Allah says, because you said it this way. Now what Allah says? Indeed, you will taste the painful punishment. وَمَا تُجْزَوْنَا إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And you will be requited only for what you used to do. إِلَّا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ مُخْلَصِينَ. Except Allah's exclusive servants. Now, here is that. So all these arrogant people who used to make fun of Prophet ﷺ are today's arrogant people who make fun of Islam. Allah is telling all of them that this is a truth. Quran is a truth and it has been narrated by previous scriptures, and said you all share the punishment in the hellfire because you became arrogant to La ilaha illallah. Right? But except Allah's exclusive servants. عباد الله المخلصون مخلصين إلا عباد الله المخلصين. So who are these مخلص? Who are the exclusive servant? They are the one who in their heart is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't worship Allah for the heaven or for hell, but they worship Allah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are called exclusive servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now how Allah is going to treat them? Allah talked about these arrogant people that they will be sharing punishment and hellfire. Now Allah talks about this exclusive servant, how they will be treated in Jannah, in the paradise. Okay? Now Allah talks about it. Ulaka lahum rizqum ma'alu. Allah's first verse is about them. For such there is a known provision. Allah says there is a known provision waiting for them in paradise. Yes. فَوَاكِهَ وَهُمْ مُكْرَمُونَ. Fruits, and they will be held in honor. First thing they will be given is fruits. Now our fifth imam says it means that whenever they wish to have any desire to have certain fruit, it will be presented to them. And they will be honored. They have special honor. You know, like believers are different class even in paradise. So Allah is talking about the highest class of believers who are totally for Allah. So their position is totally different, you know, their treat is totally different, you know, because they are exclusive for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray to Allah to become like that, inshallah. Which we do everything for Allah's sake, you know, not for paradise, not for him, but for him. So Allah honor them, special honor, you know. So what will you honor? Fi jannatin na'im. In the gardens of bliss. These honored ones will be sitting in the gardens of bliss and having fruits, you know. Ala sururin mutaqabilin, reclining on the couches facing one another. They will be on beautiful couches, reclining and facing each other. Like, that's their honor, you know. Yutafu alayhim bi kaksin min ma'in bayda al lazzatil sharibin. La fiha ghawlum wa lahum anha yunzifoon. Now Allah is talking about them having special drinks. And what kind of drinks is this? Surround with a cup from a clear fountain. There will be cup. You know the word can kaksin. That cup, kaksin is called the cup which is always full, filled up to the top. That's the kind they will serve, you know. Full up to the top. Served around with a cup from a clear fountain. Clear, ma'in means the clear water. Snow white. Bayda means snow white, delicious to the drinkers. The drink will be, it's a purified drink, white color and delicious to drinker. Full to the top. Full to the top means it will be like from the, it will be a fountain, which will be like continuous fountain flowing and they'll be always drink. It will be always full. It will never be empty, that cup. They'll keep drinking with the and it will be white, snow white, delicious to the drinkers, wherein there will be neither headache nor it will cause them stupefaction, like intoxication. Stupefaction means intoxication. So there will be two quality of that drink. The drink will not like if you drink wine here. What happens with wine? Because it will be kind of wine, but purified drink. What kind of purified drink it will be? Wherein there will be neither headache, no headache. Like people drink wine and get headache, or all kind of side effects, like all things. They say that when lafia gaulum, gaul means any kind of harm. It will not cause any harm to them, like headache or any kind of side effect. Or neither it will cause intoxication like here. But it is delicious. And that's the this called Sharaban Tahura, you know, purified drink, you know. That's what they'll be drinking. Wa indahum qasirati tarfi'in ka annahunna baydum maknoon. Now Allah talks about, I read the translation. And with them will be maidens of restrained glances. with big eyes. These hur, these maidens will have restrained glances. Restrained glances. Qasirat al-tarafain means what? Means their eyes will be only towards their husband. They will not look here and there. Only they will love their husband and look at them. And their eyes will be beautiful, dark black. So they will just look at their husband, you know. And Allah describes them, how they will be like? As if they are hidden ostrich eggs. Why Allah talked about hidden ostrich eggs? Eggs, because those eggs are white, like, and these they will be like white, untouched, you know. It's very, very, very sophisticated, very, very purified, untouched, white. So Allah described those maidens, you know. They will be pure. Now Allah talks further about when these people of paradise, in paradise, they will be talking to each other. Like we had discussion before that when people of hell will be going to be quarreling, right? Fighting each other. Now there's another talk going on in paradise about people of paradise. Okay? فَأَقْبَلُوا بَعَدُهُمْ عَلَى بَعَدِي بَعَدِي يَتَسَاءَلُوا قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ إِنِّي كَانَ لِقَرِينَ. Now he talks about, one paradise person talks. Some of them will turn to others, questioning each other. One of them will say, indeed I had a companion Now they are sitting in paradise, enjoying all these luxuries which Allah talked about. This one person will say that I had one companion. Now the commentator says, well, who was this companion? Companion was... Many say that company is the shaitan which is with us, you know, the jinn who always tempt us to do wrong things. Or some say that maybe human shaitan, you know. But the bad guy, you know. Either this jinn who is always with us, shaitan, or some shaitan in human being who don't believe in judgment day, you know, they used to come around. So now talk is going on. Now I read again translation. Some of them will turn to others, questioning each other. One of them will say, indeed, I had a companion. Yaqulu innaka laminal musaddaqeen. And what he used to say, the shaitan, the companion, who used to say, are you really among those who affirm? He used to say, are you the one who affirm? He used to question. Affirm is what? Affirm that there will be judgment day coming? Because he didn't believe that man. And he stood put doubt in this man's heart, who is in paradise now. He tried, but he didn't get influenced. So he used to say, "Innaka min al-musaddiqin, are you the one who affirm? Aida mitna wa kunna turaban wa izaman, inna lamadinun, qala hal antum muttali'un? فَطَلْعَ فَرَاهُ فِي سَوَى الْجَعِينَ. Are you really among those who affirm when we are dead and we have become dust and bones, we shall indeed be brought to retribution? He used to say that. Then the person of paradise will say, he will say, will you have a look? Will you have a look on where is he now? He will tell the his friends in paradise. Do you want to see him now? Where is he? He'll say, will you have a look? Then he will take a look and saw him in the middle of hell. That person will be in the middle of hell, sitting there, taking punishment. Qala tallahi in kitta laturdeen lawla ni'mata rabbi lakuntu minal muhdareen. He'll say, by Allah, you had almost ruined me. And had it not been for my Lord's blessing, I too would have been among the arraigned. He said that you almost destroyed me when you put doubt in my heart about judgment day. And it was a blessing of Allah that he guided me. Otherwise, I wouldn't be just like you here in the punishment. Muhdareen means I'll be there in punishment with you. I'll be there with you. Then, when he see that we are all guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, Laula ni'mata Rabbi. Laula ni'mata Rabbi, right? He prays Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And he should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lawla ni'matar Rabbi. What he said? And had it not been my Lord's blessing, if Allah guided him, that I would have been in hell with you, punishment there. This is the Lawla ni'matar Rabbi that we are reading Quran right now for this. This is ni'mat of Allah. That we are not the one who said to that our prophet was not true prophet. We accepted our prophet. We accepted the Quran. This is the blessing of Allah that we are reading Quran. It's the blessing of Allah that we are listening to Quran. It's the blessing of Allah that we are asking Allah to guide us so that inshallah we go to paradise and we sit with those brothers who are talking there. And inshallah we'll go with the fazla of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with the shafaat of Ahlul Bayt, inshallah. Inshallah, we should be positive. Inshallah. Now what he says, person of paradise. Afaman hanu bi mayyitin illa mawtatal ula wa man hanu bi mu'azzabin. Now he says two things, being happy there. What he says? It is that we shall not die anymore. Aside from our first death. And thus we shall not be punished. He said, now we will not die anymore here and we will be punished. What is this world, brothers? We are waiting for our death here. And every day we have kind of pain here. That's this world. Why do you love this world? We wait for that day when we inshallah sit in paradise. And there won't be any more death coming. And we will not be punished. And Allah describes already what is going to wait to get in paradise, inshallah. What kind of blessing is waiting for us. But we should be bukhas, you know, we should become far Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, far only for Allah's love, you know, because He, lawla ni'mat Rabbi, you know, we should love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that inshallah He's going to take us there. We should be positive about it. Huh? Then He says two more things. Inna haza la fawzul azim li misli haza fal ya'malil aminun. He says, what He says further, this is indeed a great success, he said. Let all the workers work for like of this. This is the great success. And he said, let all the workers work for like of this. That is what we should all do. You know, where are we going in this world? Here and there. This is the thing that is a success is that when Allah accepting His mercy and taking us to paradise. For that we should work. We should become purified from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This world is just a deception. Mawla Muttaqiyan says in Nuzul Balagha, all the time is a deception. We should wait for that moment when we're sitting in paradise. We should read Quran and ponder these verses that we are sitting in paradise on the thrones, seeing each other face to face, being in the gardens, having the fruits, asking if food is there, Huri Ain are there for us to serve us, and all kind of blessings and being closest to Allah and drinking from the purified drink. That's what Allah is calling for us, brothers and sisters. That's what we should look for. You know, not to get decepted by these shaitans who just comes and put doubts in our heart. These cultures which here around put doubts. Quran brings us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, this shaitan whispers and put doubts like this. He said that he put doubt in our heart. He wanted to put doubt in our heart. We should stay around these doubts. And stick to Quran and Al-Bayt. And especially you have to be very careful that if you see any oppression in this world and if you keep quiet, you'll be among the oppressor. You have to stand up and say against oppressor. We condemn today Israel how he is bombing the innocent people of Gaza, the civilians. We condemn Israel. We all have to do what we can do in a legal and peaceful manner to condemn what is happening in Gaza. If you can demonstrate peacefully, you go demonstrate. If you want to write to your congressman or senator, you have to do in a peaceful way, in a legal way. So that, because you have to reserve your civil rights to speak up. Because on the judgment day, Allah will say that when the children of Gaza were getting killed, what did you do? Those civilians were killed, what did you do? Otherwise, you'll be among the ones who are oppressors. So we urge people to do in a peaceful way, which your rights in the Western world to. Don't be afraid. Speak up and spread Quran through your good deeds, good behavior to people. you know, people try to label you terrorist, but you show that you are the people of peace. Because Imam is coming soon and we are here for, Imam is coming for the whole humanity. We have to become a good example for the humanity. So we represent all the oppressed people of the world, wherever there's oppression going on, every part of the world, not only for Muslims. Because Imam is going to come for the whole humanity, not for Muslims. And we pray to Allah to hasten his appearance and we become his companion. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma rabbana wa bihamdika.